I think the most important thing last year was winning the Ulster title, far more important than winning against Kildare and even getting to the semi-final. It was something that had to be done. And, you know, I would, you know, obviously Donegal would mean a lot to me, and it's something that I was brought up with, I suppose, and I would be very passionate about as a supporter, apart from anything else. And, you know, I felt it was too long to be without an Ulster title, and, you know, we bridged that gap last year, and I suppose if we're successful to this year, and we did manage to win it, Tom, it would mean the exact same thing, because the medal is so precious and you have to work so hard to get it. And you know, if we ended up winning it for the next 20 years on the bounce, it would be the exact same thing, because it's just a very, very precious medal, and every team in the province feel they can win it at the start of the year, and that's what makes it special. And you know, I was at the launch of the Ulster Championship in Belfast a number of months ago, and there was 9 managers there, and there was players from every one of the counties there, and they all felt they could do it, and now it's down to 2, and as I said earlier, that's a very, very privileged position to be in, and we just hope now we can take advantage of the situation.
Raging hot favourites, what do you make of Down? They're, obviously it's a good position for them to be in, but what do you make of them?
Well, from the point of view of the favourites, like, we were underdogs for a lot of our games last year, and we came through and we won them, so it's irrelevant, really. It doesn't make any difference to me, really, or the players. You know, if we don't win the final, Tom, it'll be because we're not good enough, and that's just the bottom line on it. I see the game as 50-50, and I'm not saying that as opposed to put any spin on it. I think that any team that gets to a final, they'll know that they've come through 2 rounds already, and that will bring confidence. And that doesn't matter if it's club or county, it's the same thing. You get to a final, you'll feel confident about winning it. And I think Down are in that position. I think they're in a similar position to us last year, in the sense that they have a lot of their senior players that feel that this is their opportunity to win an Ulster Championship. And they'll be, I suppose that's why Benny Coulter came off the bench the last day when he probably shouldn't have, and he played through injury and played through pain, because he realised this is an opportunity to do something. And so we're aware of that, and we're prepared for that, you know, and it's just a matter of ourselves, as I said earlier, putting in a performance now worthy of the occasion, because I feel it will be a great, great occasion.
Yeah, because, and they're going to present a different type of challenge to Tyrone, to Derry, to Cavan.
Oh, they will. I mean, I have a friend from college, and he's living in Manchester, and he texts me there during the week asking me, was I ready for the Down swagger? And, you know, that's the way their supporters are thinking, and that's the way their players are thinking, because that's the way they approach Ulster finals when they get the opportunity to play in them. And they've always had extremely talented offensive players, and you know, Danny Hughes, Mark Poland on the half forward line, Conor Laverty, Benny Calder, O'Hare, Cumac Conville, then side forward line, they're all players with flair and a bit of panache about them and pace. And Down teams have always brought that, and they'll bring it on Sunday week as well. So you know, that brings excitement with it, like James McCartan playing 20 years ago. That brings excitement with it when they get the ball, and it's sort of an electricity shooting around the stadium. And we have players that can deliver that as well. So, you know, hopefully we can put our best foot forward now and take our part in what will be, I suppose, it probably will be a more open game. And I think it'll be a more open game, and I think you'll have 2 teams really going for it. And from our point of view, we just want to put our stamp on the match and, I suppose, take the game to
you. Yes, there's just in there, there might be a slight change in Donegal style.
Well, I think that, you know, last year, obviously, you know, it was no secret that, you know, the scoreboard let us down at the end of the day, and we tried a few things out in the National League, and some of them worked, some didn't work, but we tried them, and we were happy that we did try them. We took in an offensive strategy into our play for the Championship. It has worked well for us so far. We'd like to push on with that in the Ulster final, and obviously try and retain a lot of the defensive work that we were doing last year, and try to be competitive and hard to beat. But ultimately, we want to try and, I suppose, take the game to Down as much as possible as well, and hopefully put them in the back foot. And I know they'll be trying through the same to us.
So obviously, it's as you say, it's a 50-50 game. But you're confident enough, are you?
Well, it's not about confidence, Tom. It's about preparation, and it's about trying to execute your own game plan. I'm happy that the boys are working very hard, and I'm happy that they're very focused. And that's all you can do, really. Work hard, be focused, try and to get the information and deliver it on the day. And, you know, if they can do all that, as I said many times before, that leaves you in a position where you're competitive. And if we're competitive in the Ulster final, I'll be very, very happy. It doesn't guarantee us we're going to win the game, but it'll mean that we're in with a shout to win in the game. And, you know, that's all you can ask for.